From the KEIA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, flu cases spike in Dallas and Tarrant counties. And as President Obama talks about his immigration plan, teens here talk about how it could affect their families. First, to the fallout from a contentious vote by the Plano City Council last night to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The vote was 5-3 to extend protections from housing and employment discrimination. At one point, Plano Mayor Harry LaRosalier said, quote, "Frankly, the question is not why now, it's what took us so long," unquote. The Dallas Morning News reported that the vote drew angry responses from some residents in the standing room only crowd. Opponents promised legal action to try and stop the ban. The ordinance provides exemptions for religious, political, and nonprofit organizations, as well as schools and private clubs and state and federal agencies. Flu season in Texas has started early. In Dallas and Tarrant counties, flu activity is surging. That's according to the Texas Department of State Health Services weekly report. KERA's Lauren Silverman looks into what's behind the numbers.
If you're searching for a stocking stuffer, flu medicine might not be a bad idea. Normally, flu cases in North Texas spike after the Christmas holidays, but this year, the virus has come early. Dallas County Health and Human Services reported a steady rise of positive flu tests, which ramped up to a quarter of people tested over Thanksgiving week. So far, there's been one flu-related death in Dallas County. In Tarrant County, no one's died from the flu this season, but the early uptick in positive flu tests does concern Public Health Director Vinny Taneja.
We're almost 3 weeks ahead of time for the flu activity to start picking up. So that's a cause for concern because that gives, you know, flu more time to be spreading.
There are lots of reasons why this flu season could be starting earlier than usual, from weather to the number of people who didn't get flu shots. Taneja says another factor has to do with a strain of the flu virus that is not covered by this season's vaccine.
So the vaccine that we have has influenza A, H3N2 in there. But the strain, you know, half of the strains that are out there right now are a different kind. And they discovered that in the United States back in March, but the vaccine was already under protection in February. So there's a little bit of a mismatch.
The symptoms this year are the same as usual: fever, chills, cough, and headache. And getting vaccinated is still the best way for people to protect themselves and others from the flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends all Americans age 6 months and older receive a flu shot every year. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
President Obama went to Tennessee today to defend his recent executive actions on immigration. When he told the government last month to stop deporting immigrants whose children are American citizens, 500,000 parents in Texas were suddenly eligible. That's according to the Migration Policy Institute. As part of KERA's American Graduate Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas finds out how two young Texans received their news.
John Zaldivar remembers his family's shock when his uncle got deported a few years ago.
I was just like kind of afraid that that kind of stuff could happen to my dad about getting deported. So yeah, I guess it just caused a little bit of fear.
John, now 15 and a sophomore at Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth, is an American citizen. So is his mom. His dad has been working construction for years in Fort Worth, trying to raise a family on meager earnings, but he doesn't have papers.
Where he works at is like pretty much illegal people that don't have papers. So yeah, they pay him like way too little and horrible working conditions and stuff like that.
John's family knew President Obama stopped deportations in 2012 for people who were brought here as children in an executive order called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That order made 180,000 children and young adults in Texas a little less afraid and gave John's dad hope for more executive orders.
He was excited, you know, so he can get a better job. And we're all watching, seeing if he would qualify.
How did you guys react when he made the announcement?
We're kind of unsatisfied about that. It was only going to be temporary. But besides that, it was pretty good.
John is a baseball player at Polytechnic. He says the attendance and grade requirements for being on the team help him stay on track in school. His classmate, Viridiana Gonzalez, also watched the president's speech a few weeks ago with her family.
Me and my mom, like all of my family, was like so excited about it. But then whenever we heard it was just for the parents of the kids that are citizens, it didn't really affect us in any way. So we were just excited for nothing.
Viri was brought to the U.S. as a two-year-old. Like John, she also saw an uncle get deported, the father of two American children.
He had a baby girl and then a guy that was barely in elementary. So his wife stayed here with the kids, and she wasn't able to support the kids. So she had to leave to Mexico with them.
Viri's family didn't talk about it much. She's grateful for the deferred action for children, even though there's a registration fee, and she's not sure what will happen when the president leaves office. She can't help but be jealous that John's parents will get another benefit that has passed her family by.
I mean, like, we have to pay every time just to renew our deferred action. We don't get any health care assistance, unlike the citizens. And now they get to keep their parents here while we still run in danger of having our parents deported.
Polytechnic is 70% Latino, and the principal, Josh Delich, says he sometimes feels overwhelmed trying to help a school full of students with these same challenges.
You know, from kids that have had their parents deported, and kids that have asked, can you write letters, you know, to the embassy, and literally had kids in tears in my office and trying to work through, and that is one of the hardest, I find to be one of the hardest things as an educator, because you don't have an answer.
Delich doesn't have answers for the president or Congress on the immigration question either. He just wishes he had more counselors, more therapists, and more resources to meet the needs of the students in front of him. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
Students talk about this and many other challenges on the road to high school graduation in the KERA American Graduate Yearbook Project. Go to yearbook.kera.org. Statistics show that happiness in life across cultures resembles a U-shaped curve. At the bottom of that curve is when a midlife crisis can hit. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to researcher Jonathan Rausch about why our happiness climbs again in our 50s and beyond.
Older people are better at appreciating the positive. This has been shown in brain scans, you know, fMRI studies. Older people are less prone to experience regret. They're less emotionally volatile. So, you know, when you're young, everything that happens is the greatest thing or the worst thing ever. Older people exhibit traits that are more conducive to wisdom, which is really interesting. Wisdom is starting to emerge as a medical concept, not just folklore, but something that can really be identified and measured. And in many cases, that, of course, is associated with these traits like knowing more and having more stability, making better judgment calls. So all of these things may work together to make it easier to feel satisfied with life later in life. And in fact, that's what the statistics show.
Jonathan Rausch's story about midlife crises appear in the current issue of The Atlantic. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. And boy, the heavy fog was quite the spectacle in Dallas today. The National Weather Service's dense fog advisory ended at about 8:30 this morning, but the backup in air traffic resulted in some cancellations at DFW International Airport. Here's spokesman David Magana.
We've seen about 50 cancellations or so for this morning for departures from DFW. And we've seen about 50 flights that were inbound that were diverted to other airports for the time being. And most of those have come back by now.
Aside from the delays, the fog also resulted in some pretty amazing photography and video footage from a drone camera. Do yourself a favor and go check it out at keranews.org. And while there isn't any fog this evening, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 44 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 60. I'm Justin Martin. This is the KERA Newsroom.